It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Flooding from Hurricane Harvey has the attention of Americans this week, and at least 18 people, as many as 30 or more, have already died in Texas. But it's monsoon season in India and Bangladesh and Nepal, and some reports say over 1,200 people have died already this summer in floods and landslides. The United Nations estimates that at least 41 million people in South Asia have been affected by the consequences of heavy rains. Annie Gowan is India Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Annie, welcome.
Thank you.
Describe just how heavy some of the monsoon rains across South Asia have been this summer.
Well, just now today and yesterday in Mumbai, which is India's commercial capital, the entire city has been shut down by extremely heavy rains. There's flooding about up to 5 feet at some places. You know, all the roads, all the, you know, the C-Link highway and the railways are all shut down. So essentially the city is paralyzed by the heavy rains that are going on there now. But of course, 1,200 people have been killed in heavy rainfall across eastern India and down into Bangladesh and up in Nepal during this monsoon season, which began in July.
Now, you described conditions in the commercial capital of Mumbai. What does that level of rain look like when it reaches the countryside and farms and villages?
What the Red Cross and other emergency agencies are saying is that the flooding is devastating, and it's some of the worst flooding that they have seen in over a decade. And right now, as we speak, you know, there's still thousands of villages in the eastern part of India that are still cut off without food, water, supplies, emergency services, etc.
Annie, monsoons come every year. You mentioned that people who watch the rain say this is the worst in a decade. Are these rains and this flooding off the charts in terms of what people are used to in the yearly cycle or even the decade cycle in the area?
Yeah, so of course, India, Bangladesh, South Asia, they're monsoon areas. So, you know, the bulk of their rainfall comes during the monsoon period every year from June to September. And of course, in Mumbai itself, always floods, and we've all seen the pictures of people, you know, wandering around the city in flooding water happens every year. But in this case, you know, most people who are observing this are saying that this is the worst that it's been in some time. Of course, the climate change is to blame for that. India, Bangladesh are two of the most vulnerable countries where we're already seeing the effects of climate change. You see that in rising temperatures in the Bay of Bengal, which result in faster rising sea levels and stronger storm surges and more powerful cyclones.
Do regular people there, Annie Gowan, make the connection to these floods and climate change, even in a place where floods happen all the time?
I think when you go and talk to them, they do say in the villages that people talk about water drying up and they talk about the crop changes that they experience. So they do. I think that many of them are aware that, I mean, at least that things are different than they used to be, say, 20 to 40 years ago.
Where do people go in such huge flooding? What does displacement look like, especially in the countryside when large swaths, when villages and farms get flooded?
Well, I think, you know, it's similar to, I guess, what's happening to Houston. People move to higher land. They go stay with families in cities. I think that one of the big concerns, like in the long run, is that many of these people who are going to be displaced by climate change will be permanently displaced, and they'll be going into cities that are already overcrowded, like Mumbai, Kolkata, Dhaka. So you have a long-term impact on these mega cities that are already overburdened with population increases.
Severe flooding across India, Bangladesh, and Nepal has claimed at least 1,200 lives. Annie Gowan, India Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.